What does the OPM hack say about cybersecurity in America today?
Well, I think what it says is that we haven't all realized that we're past the wake-up call stage. I mean, the wake-up call has occurred. Everybody in the neighborhood
is awake. How many times is a wake-up call?
I mean, exactly.
How many more do we need?
Well, the problem is people are stumbling around in the dark looking for the light switch, and there's been a guy hiding in the closet for 5 months who's putting on his night vision goggles, right, and he's stealing the TV and jewelry and walking out the door. You know, my concern is how many of these people are already in places that we really care about. They're preparing. They're gaining the foothold. They're just waiting for the right time to conduct the next attack that we will see equally as serious as the OPM attack.
So this went after, I guess, why did China go here? If you would have said, certainly a lot of viewers are probably going, well, if China was going after the CIA's computers or the Pentagon's computers, that would all make sense. Why OPM?
Yeah, I think that everything you've heard from the intelligence community is correct. This is standard espionage. The fact that we can do it now through cyberspace makes it somewhat easier, makes it harder to do attribution, but we can hoover up a lot more records, we can collect a lot more things. So I think it is pure espionage, because there's been no evidence so far that any of this information has shown up in, call it the black market that you see on the internet. So it is more than likely an espionage type of action, and now they'll go back and they'll cull through those records, and like any other intelligence agency, they'll figure out how to use that information in order to further their own objectives.